Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on Close Up Radio Live, and it is my pleasure to welcome to our show from Athabasca, Alberta, Canada, a highly sought-after professional mindset coach and the owner of Mind Body Spirit Coaching. Lisa Hyde is joining us here on the program for what is part one of an exclusive two-part series here on Close Up Radio Live. Fascinating, eye-opening, and inspiring conversation coming up. She has really an incredibly unique way of expressing her coaching, which is highly effective. She believes, you know, we can acquire the powerful tools and proper tools to learn to shift our mindset from negative thoughts and beliefs to healthy and positive ones. She actually helps her clients identify and remove those obstacles blocking your way to health and happiness. And a lot of times, you know, we do get pent up and we do have blockages that we create that don't let us move forward in our lives. Maybe you've been struggling with anxiety, depression, relationship issues, low self-esteem from all these years you've spent believing negative thoughts and living your life according to toxic beliefs. Well, by shifting the mindset, which she can really show you how to do, you can learn how to effortlessly manifest your best life by mastering those skills effectively. She urges all of us to live by the law of attraction, which is so true. It means you will attract into your life whatever your thoughts are focused on, because energy can attract like energy, whether that's positive or negative. So you want to make sure you lean towards the positive. Lisa is known for her compassionate, practical, direct, relatable, and outcome-based approach. Her main objective is to help all of us make pivotal life decisions, more aware of what truly matters, and the ability for us to align with our own core fundamental beliefs that come to fruition. And when she helps us reframe our ways to approach obstacles and tap into our wisdom, she helps us release the blocks holding us back so we can make confident choices without regret. Besides coaching, Lisa also wholeheartedly encourages us to practice self-care, breathing exercises, meditation, and affirmations. We'll talk about all of this in this two-part series. She also encourages individuals to seek out coaching as a pathway to self-discovery, looking within ourselves, leading us to that path of healing, which expands our capabilities to live more joyful and purpose-filled lives. As I mentioned, she's joining us from Athabasca, Alberta, Canada, for the first time for part one of our two-part series. Lisa Hyde is here. Lisa, welcome to Close Up Radio Live. It is a real pleasure to have you here today.
Thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. You know, I like to find out what inspires people to do what they do in life, and especially when it comes to things that speak to the true essence of who they are and really reflect the DNA of who they are. What first inspired you to want to become a coach? Maybe you can share some of your journey early on that helped you seek out this path of coaching for you and also your own path of self-discovery along the way.
I guess what started me was that I got stressed out in corporate in about 2008-2009, and I knew that I needed to go within. I didn't really know how I was going to do that, but I knew that I had to sort out my thoughts, and so I started then. And even as a kid, it was, you know, I just kind of shifted things around, shifted my thoughts, shifted my energy, how I felt about things. And so for me, it was learning about how our mind is so powerful, because even as a kid, we talked about that, how powerful our mind is. And so then when I got so stressed out and I thought, well, I need to go within, and it had to do with my mind. And so I just started to do that. And what I found for myself was, looking at the limiting beliefs, looking at my narrative, how I talked about myself, how I talked about everything generally. And as I, dived into that, I started to feel better and I started to understand better. And so then, I like to share what I learned because it's like such a great feeling of like, oh my gosh, guess what? This limiting belief, this pattern I have, we can change it. Like we can change these things and, feel better and actually affect our lives in a more positive way. And so I just started to do that for myself, and then I just started to share it. And then one day I thought, I want to be a coach. I want to help people, reach their goals, change their mindset. They don't have to be stuck in the limiting beliefs. And that's kind of where I've started.
That's a great way to start. And that sort of created that trajectory for you to do what you do and do so well. And I think that's a great beginning because, you took a look at your own journey. And like you said, point blank, Jim, I was burned out and I was tired and, I had to make adjustments myself. What's great about sharing a story like that, as of course you know, is it makes you very relatable to your clients because they know you've walked the walk, talked the talk, lived the journey, ups and downs of mm-hmm. life, so you can connect with your clients in a deeper level. Mindset, of course, mind, body, and spirit being, in alignment is so important and part of the work that you do. Let's talk about that, mind, body, and spirit coaching. Maybe you can define that for us and how it works for you and for your clients.
Absolutely. So mind, body, spirit. When I started, I knew it was my mindset or my perception, my beliefs. And as I looked at my beliefs, my patterns of behavior that were either my own patterns of behavior, usually passed down patterns of behavior. I don't blame anybody in my life for anything. I take responsibility for my actions. And so as I started to shift my mindset, I had that more clarity. And then so within the mindset shift, so within our thought shift, then that shifts our energy within, so our feelings. And in that alignment, it's like, oh, it's that now I'm more in tune with my intuition or my higher self. And so it brings in that clarity of, wow, I can actually make positive impact. And so it is in that mind, body, spirit, it is to bring us into a whole being instead of I feel like we're scattered throughout, the universe, so to speak, or the planet or our lives. Just to bring us in so that we aren't so lost in our thoughts and lost in the world and, but sitting in our 9-to-5 or sitting in our home. I wanted to, it brought that clarity and that alignment, and it was that, that epiphany, moments of, oh, wow, this lights me up and this makes so much sense. And I shifted around. And then within my, with coaches or with the clients, I also witnessed that as well, that moment of clarity when all of a sudden their mindset, they shift the perception on an issue that they've had, and it just connects so many other issues that are tied to that limiting belief or that issue. And then all of a sudden they have that epiphany moment of, oh, and you can, I mean, I'm fairly in tune and empathic, so I feel their energy, I can see their energy, I can see the shift that happens. And when it shifts, I mean, that just, ripples out to so many other parts of our life, which is magnificent. It is just so wonderful to see and feel, knowing what I've felt, because I like to practice on myself first. I do.
Which
see
is
how
great.
I can change my own. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's perfect. And again, it's what makes you so relatable for the folks that you inspire, which I think is a great thing. The definition of mindset coach, how is it, there's so many different coaches out there, but a mindset coach has a unique perspective on things. How is it similar or different, would you say, from a life coach?
I guess it would be similar. For me, the mindset is really strongly was in my beliefs, my definitions of life and how they made me feel. So knowing that I can change how I feel and think about things really solidified it for me, in as opposed to the life coach. Very similar, but I like to take what our beliefs are and what are, and just shift that, because that really impacted my life.
Mm. See, that's the key. And you know, you've shared with us how it all came to be early for you and the inspirations. When you look at today's world, would you say that most of us are living in negativity and fear and doubt? If you look at it from a surface, it looks like it. But you're dug in the trenches. How do you feel about that?
I do see that. Absolutely. And that's really what was for me. Same. I just didn't like that feeling, and everything really comes down to how it makes me feel now that I'm aware of that. But I do see that with lots of people, the exhaustion, the anxiety, the fear. And I feel that it's, well, and even what I've seen and experienced is that because we're just so busy, worried about everything else in our lives, that it's hard to kind of come back to ourselves. When we have these fears and we have these worries and we're running from here, there, and everywhere. Like, I mean, we have these crazy schedules in our lives and, you know, so yeah, that definitely adds to that stressor of life. But I also see people really coming into their own and actually starting to question things in their lives and wondering what else is there and how can they make positive changes and not be so negative. I thought I was a pretty positive person, and I have my, in the beginning. But then when I started to actually hear the words I was saying and using, I thought, oh, those aren't as positive as I thought. Because words have frequency, vibration. So depending on the words we're using and describing ourselves or others or life in general, that also impacts our emotions and the world.
They really do. And sometimes, you know, in our busy lives, we don't really think of that or pause to realize that. But it is so very, very true. And that's why we have to take time to have that cup of coffee and you know, breathe a little bit. And you actually show people how to go back to breathing, because everybody's hyperventilating these days, right?
Yeah, they are. We do a lot of shallow breathing. Yep.
Which is really important.
Which is hard on our, and that also keeps us in that fight, flight, or freeze mode. So if we can't, you know, we're not regulating, we are busy, we're running, we're not taking those moments. And I like to talk about setting a timer. Set a timer for 2 minutes and just breathe. Just, like, it doesn't have to be an hour, it doesn't have to be 2 hours, just do 2 minutes. And it's amazing how much that even, because it just kind of regroups our thoughts and regulates our emotions.
That's right. Exactly. It really, really does. Why should we seek a mindset coach? What are some of the things that, you know, encourage us to want to seek out a mindset coach?
Well, I mean, troubles in our lives. So issues, limiting beliefs, patterns of behavior. So if I have a pattern of behavior that I've been carrying around since I was a child, it can limit my life and the goals I want to achieve in my life today. So we look at what our mindset is in the moment today, because everything is in the now, and so that we can actually shift how we thought about it, how we believed about it, the definition of it, because we're not who we are, you know, 20 years ago, even yesterday, even as children. We change all the time. But if we have these limiting beliefs, that they just kind of go with us. It's a vibrational pattern that goes with us. And if we can't actually see what that vibrational pattern is in our belief system, then that holds us back. So people who want to achieve, you know, their goals, and it doesn't matter, it doesn't have to be a massive goal. It's just little goals, even just that I want to change how I think about my health. I want to change how I think about money, you know, my job. How can I change about my job? In fact, if I may share, I was talking to somebody one day and they were saying how they hated their job and they could hardly wait to retire. And I said, fair enough. I mean, I totally understand that. But I said, well, what if you think, because they have quite a few years left before they can actually retire, or they can also, because we always have choices, they can choose to change their job. However, I said, well, what if you think about it as this job actually gives you your home, it feeds you, you get to go on vacations, you get to do all kinds of things. Like, it provides so many opportunities for you. Besides just having to trudge to work every day, if you're looking at it like I'm just trudging to work every day, then that's like draining. So it was, and when I said that to them, they were like, I guess you're right. It's that gratitude, shift it over into the gratitude. What does this job actually provide for me? Food, housing, you know, clothes, like, I mean, not all of that. And so it's just that, like, just that little bit of shift. And then once you can shift them out of that mindset of, oh, my God, I'm never going to get out of this job, then that opens up your mind to different opportunities and potentially new career paths.
And how wonderful that is when those opportunities develop into or as a result of putting the time in and working towards it. There's nothing like earning it. And as a result of, again, the time put in. And this is, I think, what is one of the things that helps us understand that we should first heal mind, body, and spirit, right? Because those, if any of those are not really dealt with, it can lead to those blockages that we talk about that don't allow us to then seize or even recognize opportunities, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it's helpful. I mean, you know, as soon as we start healing our mind, body, and spirit and our it opens up that clarity. It gives us that different viewpoint because we're not just, you know, living in the past per se or living in the future. It brings us more into the present.
Yes. Yes, it does. So, you know, there is the thought people sometimes blend coaching and therapy together, but there are uniquenesses to each. You know, there are some things that might sort of weave in and out of one another, but there are uniquenesses to coaching that are different from therapy. Sometimes when people are being coached, if real deep therapy is needed, they can refer to a therapist. Tell us about that, you know, how coaching from your perspective is different than therapy.
So for coaching, we work in the present moment. Of course, that does in the present moment, like within a limiting belief, it will impact your past life, and it gives you that more clarity. But people for a mindset coach and mind, body, spirit coaching, it's, I consider it to be like, you know, a gymnast coach or, you know, football coach or a golf coach. I'm looking at how your form is today or how you frame your sentences and that kind of thing. I'm looking at it how it is today. Whereas and I'm working with people who are seeking that extra information, whereas people who may be potentially going for therapy, they might be having a lot more, you know, trauma that goes on. So in those regards, yeah, I can kind of touch on them, but ultimately if it's really deep-seated, therapy is for them. But as a coach, I'm working with people who are ready to actually take that step and change their form or reframe their life.
Do you have maybe a success story or two that you can share with our listeners? People love success stories because they can plug into them and find probably a relatability with them as well.
Absolutely. So within a mindset shift, it's even in just small things, because people think that, oh my gosh, I need to make a big leap. Our life is made up of small daily activities or daily thoughts. And so within that, you know, let's use money, for example, right? We all have, like, a lot of us struggle with money, or we have this belief system around money. And when we start to shift that belief system around money, I grew up where it was, well, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, you know, all those little sayings that that we're told, or we don't have the money right now, or those kinds of things, and which is fair. I mean, that was true. But it was also that, how can I shift those thoughts? How can I actually not believe because my parents believe it? And so within that, it's that epiphany of, oh my gosh, if I just think this one little, why isn't it, you know, if I shift that my parents believed it, but I don't have to believe that. And so in that, we can make huge impacts. And so when people shift that, all of a sudden within the money belief, money starts flowing easier and things start to line up for them, or they have more abundance. And it's like, oh my gosh, just that one little, I don't have to believe what my parents thought, can like impact and ripple through our lives into the past and definitely into the future. And so it is just that, wow, how easy was that? Like one little thought, you don't have to believe in what your parents thought. And it transforms so quickly. And within the coaching, within mind, body, spirit, we can have paradigm shifts where it is that kind of, wow, that was, oh, okay, I get it. And now I know why I have the limiting belief, because when I was 5 years old, I was told, you know, money doesn't grow on trees, or we can't afford it. And it's like, wait a minute, I don't have to believe that. And I was five. So what difference does that make now in my life today, other than I don't have to drag that with me anymore? And so it is that awareness and that connection of, oof, I can actually change. I don't have to keep thinking the same thoughts over and over and over again. And so that is super empowering. And that light bulb moment for people and myself is like, there it is. Yeah, there you go. That's what you're looking for. Start shifting and reframing how you think about life.
So very, very true, right? Mm-hmm. We've all heard mm-hmm. that money doesn't grow on trees, and a lot right. of those different tales that, you know, came down through generations and all
Absolutely.
The different...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like some of it is when you look back at it, and it's interesting.
Yeah, and it's the repetitiveness of it. So if you're always told that money doesn't grow on trees, well, then chances are money doesn't grow on trees for you as an adult, because you were told that money doesn't grow on trees. Even if you don't fully believe that or intellectually believe that, our body holds the emotion of it, and so does our mind. So if we can, you know, cognize that thought and go, oh, right, my parents believe that. And so I can see how my parents, their belief system around that actually made it so that they didn't have that much money, or they lived paycheck to paycheck. And so in that cognizing of, wait a minute, I don't have to think about that. Wow. You know, it is this, it's just that so empowering epiphany moment of, yeah, I don't need to think how my parents thought, because life isn't like that. But it's the repetitiveness of it, of our beliefs.
Exactly. Should you put tinsel on the Christmas tree because the family did it for all those years, or should you try and create your own tradition and not put tinsel on the tree, right?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's it, right?
Yeah,
you're
exactly.
I don't put tinsel on the tree anymore either.
And if you don't put the tinsel on the tree like the family did, you shouldn't feel guilty or allow people to make you feel guilty because you're trying a new tradition. Maybe the family
exactly.
didn't always have tinsel on, you know, and that's something that they developed. So got to
that's right.
do you. You got to do you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you do. Yeah. You betcha. But
exactly.
we're just taught to more, you know, think about the external world. You have to think about everybody else before you think of yourself. And I mean, you know, which isn't a horrible thing. But I mean, if we're always putting everybody else first or what everybody else is thinking, then we're missing ourselves.
Right.
So when we can, you know, shift our mindset and bring our, you know, thoughts back to us and not put tinsel on the tree because I don't want tinsel. That's super empowering for people.
Exactly right. So the law of attraction, we mentioned that in the introduction. How can using it, understanding and appreciating and applying it to our lives, actually make life better?
For me, so what we put out, we get back is law of attraction, right? Or like attracts like. And so if I have negative, unhelpful thoughts, and I'm saying them out loud, then that is going to exhibit in the world for me. So if I think that life sucks and I carry that thought, plus the energy, the emotion of life sucks, which is kind of a defeated energy or a depressed energy, I'm putting that out into the world because everything is frequency and energy. I'm putting that out, so the world is going to exhibit how much life sucks. But if I can reframe that, well, it doesn't. My whole day doesn't suck. My life doesn't suck. I'm having a sucky moment. That shifts your energy to change how the law of attraction comes, because what we put out there, it always comes back. And whether that's positive or negative, we have that choice. That's a wonderful thing. We have a choice. So I can think my life is sucky, or I can actually go, wait a minute, is my whole life sucky or am I just having a moment? And that's that reframing. So that, because I don't want the external world to show me, I want it to show me positive things that I actually want in my life. I want it to show me, you know, abundance. And so in that, so because I connect our thoughts and our emotions. So if I think that life, like I said, if I think that life sucks, then that's an emotion that is vibing outside of me, which then the law of attraction brings back. And so, you know, the universe, as they say, the universe only speaks in frequency, vibration and frequency. Everything is our energy tied in with our thoughts.
Exactly. And remembering this too shall pass.
Absolutely.
Very important to know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a couple of minutes left here, but again, this is part one of a two-part series, so anything can be picked up with on part two. How do the coaching sessions actually work? Maybe you can give us an example in the very beginning when you're working with somebody. Do you do an assessment? Tell us about that. And I know the establishment right outset, on the outset, is trust of them with you, you with them. When you have that foundation of trust between you and the client and you, then they will emote and share and probably tell you things that they don't even tell their closest loved ones as part of the sessions. Tell us about all that.
So in the beginning, so when a new client approaches me, I like to have a chat with them first just to make sure that we're going to be, you know, that it's going to be a beneficial arrangement between both of us, especially for the client. I want them to feel comfortable that they can share with me and that we will, you know, work out their issues or their goals that they want to achieve. I also have a questionnaire that I send out so that just gives me a bit of a baseline as to where they are when they've decided that they will want to work with me. And then we look at whatever they're coming to see me about. So then we start to work on, like, say, if it's money, then we talk about their money belief and what their family thought about it and what they think about it. So we just kind of get into that. And as we're going, I start helping them to reframe it. Did you think about it like this? Or, you know, so it goes into that process of starting to change it. We might do some breath work in the beginning, just depending on where they are, especially if they come in and they're very excited or anxious. I like to do some breath work in the beginning. It's always question-based, emotion-based, sensing, and they pick it up as well. So, and it really can transform quickly, especially when, you know, all of a sudden you can just reframe it and it does that, like I say, that light bulb. So we go through questions, depending on what it is, what their issue is, or their trouble with, or what they would like to reframe. They might have homework to do, especially if they have some, where they have a hard time confronting is a hard word, but, you know, checking in with themselves or checking in with other people, then, or they don't want to leave the house or they're a little introverted. And it's like, you have to go out, you know, two times today. Or so I give them homework, I guess, to help them on their way so that they can improve, improve their life. I mean, no different than a golf coach. You know, the golf coach is going to tell you that you're standing, your posture's here, your posture's there. Now, for the rest of the week, I want you to go and practice your posture, and that's essentially what I do as well. I want you to practice it. And, of course, they always have access to me through text message or phone calls if they're kind of in a bind.
Perfectly said, and that's exactly what it's all about. I want to let folks know, too, they can go to LisaHydeLifeCoach.com. That's LisaHydeLife, and then the word coach, coach.com, to connect with her. Mind, body, spirit coaching works with so many people all over, not just Canada, but America and beyond, and she can work with you. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us here for part one of this series here on Close Up Radio Live. A true pleasure. We look forward to part two, and I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you today.
I have so. Thank you so much. It was a great opportunity and great radio.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome, and we look forward to part two. Again, Lisa Hyde of Mind, Body, Spirit Coaching is our special guest here on Close Up Radio Live. One more time, LisaHydeLifeCoach.com is the website. You can hear this archived now in its entirety. So enjoy and share it with those you think would also benefit from this conversation. I'm your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, and inviting you to stay right there. We'll be back in just a moment as we continue with great guests here on Close Up Radio Live. Have a terrific day, everybody. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.